This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. forces in Iraq have launched a new aggressive campaign against insurgent targets around Baghdad and in Saddam Hussein's home region north of the capital. The operation coincides with the release of a new audio tape purported to carry the voice of the deposed Iraqi dictator. It urges more attacks against American and British soldiers and the Iraqis who cooperate with them. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
Azamiya is a relatively affluent neighborhood in northwestern Baghdad, home to a shrine to a well-known Sunni cleric, Abu Hanifa Nu'aman. Just below the minaret which sheltered Fedayeen loyal to Saddam during the war, residents said last night the Americans stormed into the neighborhood, turning homes upside down in a search for weapons and insurgents. A young man who gives his first name, Rafid, called the soldiers' behavior offensive.
People are very angry. They just get women out outside the house in the street. They're wearing, let's say, a bedroom clothes, or this is shameful. And we ask them, we are Muslims. This is wrong for Muslims. He said, so what? You are terrorists.
Rafed acknowledged that he didn't see any soldiers actually touch the women, and he said, yes, some illegal weapons were seized. But this is now one more neighborhood where goodwill toward the American occupiers is diminishing rapidly. Military commanders say this is unavoidable given the wave of attacks that has marked the holy month of Ramadan. Investigators in the northern city of Mosul are still trying to determine if hostile fire was responsible for the crash of two Black Hawk helicopters over the weekend, killing 17 soldiers and wounding five more. Yesterday, for the first time since major hostilities were declared over in May, American forces north of Baghdad used a satellite-guided missile with a 500-pound warhead to attack a suspected insurgent camp 140 miles away near the city of Kirkuk. The tape, purported to be the voice of Saddam Hussein, was played by the Al Arabiya television channel. The speaker called on Muslims to intensify their attacks against the Americans and British. He also appeared to criticize the new American plan for handing power over to an interim Iraqi government by the end of June. He said the Iraqi Governing Council was made up of useless personalities who hadn't lived in Iraq for years and could never solve the country's problems. But for most other corners of Iraq, the main criticism of the new plan is that the Americans took so long to come up with it. Analyst Galen Ramiz says the popular view that the Governing Council is made up of quislings, puppets of the Americans, has been exacerbated by several months of inactivity.
Having a political vacuum for the past 4 or 5 months, in the eyes of many Iraqis, the Governing Council is just a bunch of quizzlers. Well, I hope now that the Governing Council, coming with this formula which the Americans have put forward, could present themselves as a central political force, liberal force, that will gain legitimacy.
The Council has until the end of February to pass a basic law, setting out the process for the selection of an interim assembly or legislative body and a provisional government by the end of June. That group will assume power, formally ending the occupation. A new constitution and elections, however, won't be in place until late 2005. At Baghdad University, political science student Hamid Nouri says the council is slow and ineffective, with its rotating presidency every month. He wants one leader for Iraq, but when asked who, he can't think of anyone.
I think the new constitution will decide, not me. Because the new leader can't trespass over the constitution. And the new constitution will decide the authorities of this new leader. So first thing we need, a new Iraqi constitution.
But now the Americans have yielded to Iraqi pressure to put off the new constitution, which may slip 2 years into the future. Some Iraqis say the longer the current instability goes on, the harder it will be to make Iraq secure and democratic. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.